Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us in about 15 minutes from right now. Get his thoughts on the Falcons' win over the Vikings on Sunday night and everything else going on in the league. One thing we're going to ask him about is, because he does games every single Sunday for, is it Fox?
Yes.
Fox, yes. Every Sunday for Fox. So he's in those production meetings that Tom Brady has been banned from again. We'll get his thoughts on that in general and just kind of what those meetings are like. And we'll get to an AMA at 140 as always to wrap things up. We'll need your phone calls at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Dude, that's another thing is, you know, Falcons playing well. Get it out of the Jonathan Vilma bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, find a way to get, you know, because we understand that, and I have no problem with John.
This weekend?
I don't know.
I think this weekend we might be.
Oh, okay.
We might be. In that bracket.
In that bracket, okay.
Yeah. And yeah. It's not the Falcons' fault.
I have nothing against JV at all. He's a good-ass brother. But I understand the angst of Falcons fans when he calls the game.
Yeah, he's a little.
Yeah, I understand that part.
A little biased towards the Saints.
Yeah, I understand that part. But yeah, get out of the fact that he'll be calling your games.
Right, because that's what it is.
Yes.
Like, you know, you don't want Vilma to call your games anymore. Because is he the bottom team? Or however you want to put it, third team.
I'm not gonna rank them.
Is he on the bottom?
I know Tom Brady number
one. Well, no, but they are ranked.
Yeah, I know they are.
Like,
I know they are.
It's not you ranking them. That's how they are. They're based on the big games and the national game and all that stuff. You got Brady and Burkhart, right? And then
yes.
You have Greg Olson, and I don't know who his partner is, but he's there.
Is he Eagle?
No. Eagleman. I don't know. I'm not sure who he's with. And then Schlereth?
They released the damn depth chart of it one time.
Yeah, they do.
They actually do. You know,
but anyway, the point of it is this: the better the Falcons play,
yes,
the better the broadcast team you get.
Yes,
but
yes.
Then people are gonna be mad because I mean, do people like Tom Brady? Like, are Falcons fans going to be happy that Tom Brady's calling the game?
No, but that means, if Tom's calling it, that means it's the
that
game
means
of the week.
Good, yeah.
Exactly.
It means they're really
like
good.
That. Yeah,
and
I don't think they would. Man, nobody wants to see Tom walk around Atlanta.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He took a championship from you, and then he won one here.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody wants to see Tom.
Like, people are looking forward to that.
Nobody wants to see Tom. Again, this dude, and I would never just, because I still think he's the best football player, greatest winner, everything like that. But he's annoying as hell. Maybe he should have kept playing football. Because now that he's not playing football, he's even more annoying.
Uh-huh.
Because the way he talked, whatever.
So you got Joe Davis, Greg Olson, and Pam Oliver. That's
okay.
That crew. Kevin Kugler, Daryl Johnson, and Allison Williams is a different crew. Kenny Albert, and I do actually like Kenny Albert. Jonathan Vilma, they're that crew. And then Mark Schlereth works with Chris Myers, who I also like. And so those are the ones.
Am I weird that I don't pay that much attention to it?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that makes you weird. Or
I don't know.
Am I weird that I do?
No, because it seems like I always feel like I'm in the minority when it comes to not giving a damn who's calling the game.
Yeah, then probably. I mean,
yeah.
That's not weird, but you're probably better off not worrying about it. Because I'll tune into a game sometimes and be like, oh, man. Great.
Yeah. I
mute.
Like, that's never a thing. That's why I say, is it weird that I'm weird? Because it's never, ever been an issue with me. Like, I'm turning this off because this guy is commentating.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch the game either way. But
right.
there's a couple crews that I'll turn the volume down on.
Okay.
And then there's other ones where I'm like, oh, great. Like,
right.
That's awesome. I didn't know that they were doing this game.
Right.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear them because, you know, some people, it's just like anything. Some people are just better at this than
I
other
agree
people.
That. I agree with that.
You
know? I agree with that.
Like if you got an NBA game and you got, you know. You
like
got,
I don't even mute Reggie Miller.
Well, then you are weird. No, but the thing, he works with Kevin Harlan, who I think is the best.
Right.
Which, thank God he does. Because, man, if he worked with some of the other folks, I don't know what we'd do. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bye.
Definitely make it a competition. We always do that. But obviously, last week we ended it and we put Glow out there. He got a chance to finish it for us. He did a nice job, had a knockdown pass, had some really good tackles. He was able to go out there and play for us. Obviously, Billy plays inside. You know, Mike Hughes plays on the other side. And then we got people like Clark on the, we got Clark on the roster. We have, you know, people on our practice squad to potentially get flexed up. We want to have those guys go out there and compete at a very high level this week in order to figure out who gets the best opportunity. But I always want to make it as defined as I can, right? We got Clark coming off the injury he had from the preseason, trying to get back into the mix. Great opportunity for him. Yeah, obviously, we picked up CJ Henderson. Obviously, we've been kind of, you know, our Swiss Army knife and Natron Books, right? Playing safety, playing nickel, playing outside. So, like, all of those guys having the opportunity to go compete for helmets, to compete to get on the grass to help us win is something that we look forward to doing.
Compete for helmets.
So that's Raheem. I don't know. They give him like
stickers? No, stickers.
Maybe they get them, but they don't get to put them on their helmets.
That could be it.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be, anyway.
We never got incentivized for, you got the game balls and stuff. So
right.
You got
yeah, and what do you have to do in college to get one of those little helmet stickers?
I have no clue. Because like, they don't do it anymore. But when Coach Rick got there, he got the bones.
Uh-huh.
The black bones were all academic. And the white ones were obviously playing great. Individual plays.
Is it practice stuff or game stuff?
It's game stuff.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So, I mean, that was always a thing.
Seems like they give them out for anything at Ohio State.
I mean, the Buckeye thing. Because I remember I went into.
Some of those guys hold helmets.
I remember when I went after the Tennessee game. Before the Tennessee game, I had like 10, right? Because the game before that, I had played Arkansas and everything. After the Hobnail boot, my whole damn helmet was covered. Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, so you could get multiple for one game.
Oh yeah,
it's like
dude.
One. Okay.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like,
was,
that was a great play. That was a
yo,
great
dude,
play.
I
that was
great boned play. Up after that damn Tennessee game. It was like, I was like, and then they get to call you. You get
a lot of Georgia fans were too.
And
Randy.
Then you get the call. You get the, like he'll call your name, and everybody, all the teammates get to clap. Ready? Good. No, bone. I was boned all the way up to the top of my damn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from an AMA. We'll get the phone lines open. You can call us up and ask us anything. 404-726-0929. 120 on Wednesdays, though. Mark Schlereth stops by, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Doing great. Certainly a little bit better than last week, given the way that the Falcons played on Sunday night against the Vikings. And you're kind of talking about this throughout the day today. I mean, it feels like this week there's a little bit more buzz, certainly about the defense, than there has been in a while regarding the Falcons. What's your kind of general thought on the way that they've played the first couple weeks?
I think ultimately you look at what they did against Minnesota and the way they played and how, you know, pedestrian they made that offense look, which was great. And then you add the fact that, you know, they lost a tight one to Tampa, and we saw what Tampa did in Houston and that Monday night game. I just think it gives you more credence to go, hey, maybe the Falcons are a contender in the NFC South. Like, so I think it's great. I mean, I think they played really well, and they played pretty well in both games, and so it's got to be, and for me, it's got to be encouraging. It's encouraging, I think it's encouraging just the way they played, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
How do you view Bijan? Because I know, I mean, obviously we love him here in Atlanta. We think he's a stud. I know, I'm asking because Ra had his media availability earlier, and somebody asked him, and Ra said, yeah, I think he's the best in the league. I mean, how do you view this young man? Because he's watching him run on Sunday night, Stank, was just a joy to watch.
He is incredible. One, he's a great young man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable young man. And then, like there's very few guys that make NFL players look like JV players. Like, there's only a handful of guys I've ever seen. You guys have had now two in Atlanta that I can remember. Michael Vick and now Bijan. Like, it's like watching Lamar Jackson play quarterback. And when he's running around at the quarterback spot, you're like, how is he making NFL athletes look like they play JV and he's on varsity? It's ridiculous. And Bijan has done things, and he does things every time you watch him on tape that marvel you. And I think sometimes when you're watching a game, you know, it's different than going back and watching a coach's film and seeing some of the cuts and some of the just instinct that he has as a running back. He's phenomenal, man. I love watching that dude play.
Funny enough, both of those guys wear the same number, both number 7 for the Falcons, which coincidence, I suppose. Falcons-Panthers Sunday. I know there was some positive momentum for Bryce Young late in the year last year, playing a bit better. They're off to an 0-2 start. What are you seeing from him and the Panthers through 2 weeks?
You know, like, listen, they have a bunch of injuries. Now, the best part of their offense has been their offensive line. Hunt is down. Corbett is down. So that hurts them. You know, and Bryce, you got to get Bryce out of the pocket. You got to get him on the edges. You know, he's good. He's good in those situations. Quick read, first read, dissecting the defense. He's really good at that. It's like when you keep him and contain him in the pocket, you know, his size, his stature doesn't necessarily lead to great success from the pocket. So that's an issue for them and for him as a quarterback. But listen, man, it's more than Bryce. Bryce is not one of those guys that's going to erase a bunch of warts.
Right.
He needs good players around him. Like, there are certain quarterbacks, Josh Allen can erase a few warts. You know, there are guys that can do that. He's not one of those guys, so everything needs to be on point. And, man, I did a game, and I ripped Leggett in the game I did, a week one game. Leggett, one, he catches the ball on the sidelines, and he doesn't tap his toe. He just steps out of bounds. I thought it was just lazy. It was lack of field awareness, lack of spatial awareness. And then they get in a second down and one situation, and he's in a cut split, and the safety just runs right by his face, and he just gives zero effort to block the guy, and the guy makes a tackle in the backfield for minus two, and now you put yourself in a third down and three or third down and four situation. And I ripped his ass on the broadcast. If you don't want to be here, right, like, go to the sideline. Like, what are we doing? It irritates the crap out of me. And when I see that with receivers, you know, I'd be like, this is why I'm not coaching, because I put you in one-on-ones, and I would have one of my defensive linemen beat the piss out of you so you have an understanding of what they have to do every day, every play of the game, for you to even sniff a football. And that stuff drives me crazy because it's just a selfish attitude. And that dude is checked out. I mean, and then I look at the coach and go, why are you letting him play?
Yeah.
Why? Because you better have balls enough to say, hey, man, if you play like that, you don't get to play for me.
Yeah. Hey, Stay, I'm going to get around the league, especially a division that you're familiar with. Who's the best team in the AFC West?
The Chargers.
Mm.
Chargers, physically, they'll wear you out. Like, they are big. They are strong. They got a 300-pound fullback that will just rip you apart. They'll make you play big, and then they'll get you in the play-action game. You know, they'll get great matchups in that because you got to play bigger people. You know, and you know, I mean, fat people don't cover as well as skinny people, so they'll get you in those situations, and so they're really good that way. And then defensively, man, they are playing, they're playing lights out. They're playing a lot of shell type defense, but they match the underneath route combination, so it's kind of a kind of almost a mixture of zone man principles, and they're really, really good at it through the first 2 weeks.
Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I want to get your perspective on this because you're one of the few people who played and is now in these broadcast meetings throughout the week with teams. There's been a lot made this way. I know that I think they walked it back and said maybe Brady can't go to him anymore, but he was in the booth this weekend. Obviously, he's calling games for Fox. How much information are you guys getting in those meetings, and do you feel like it's as big of a deal as being made with what's going on with Tom Brady?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not. There's some coaches that will tell you, you know, hey, here's what we're trying to attack in third downs. We don't think their linebackers are very good in coverage, so we're going to attack them, you know, in the passing game, third downs, try to get some matchups there. But it's all stuff that you see on film. It's not like you're breaking world secrets or anything. And the other thing is, the dirty little secret is, we all run the same stuff.
Yes.
Like, nobody, there's no passing concept in the league that all of a sudden you're like, it's magic, you know? It's not like we got the Hogwarts playbook over here and he saw it, you know? It's all the same stuff. And, you know, I was saying this on the Sink of Truth podcast. I'm like, if we run a 3-by-1 formation, you know, and the tight ends is sitting at number three, he's running a through route, and you know, the number two receiver, the slot guy, is running a pick curl, and the other guy's running, you know, the number one guy's running a now, which is just a one step kind of slant. You know, and we call that Buffalo in San Francisco. Well, we renamed it, you know, in Atlanta, and we don't like Buffalo because it's not a cool name. We call it Viper.
Yeah.
Viper. And everybody goes, oh, we're running Viper. It's the same exact thing. It doesn't matter. So, like, you're not getting anything that's, like I said, world-breaking or anything. And so I'll admit this, it's a bad look. And people are going to be up in arms about how bad a look it is. But is there some decided advantage you're getting? No, not at all. That part is silly. And there's part of it, too, which I understand this part, is that he played for the evil empire. And,
right,
you know, and he played for Darth Vader.
Yep.
And everybody hates
right.
the Patriots and their run they were on. And they had Spygate and they had Deflategate. And so a lot of people look at it and say, hey, there's something going on. So I get it. But I'm in a facility just about every weekend, and I think I get a lot of good stuff from coaches because I study a lot. But the bottom line is I'm not getting anything that you can't figure out on film by yourself and that any coach in the league can see.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you say it, though. Mark, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Yeah, you guys be well now. Take care.
Mark Schlereth right. there.
Big Viper.
That's so great.
It is.
I wish that was my job, to come up with the names of this kind
Andy,
of stuff.
Dude.
Because, like, the cornier, the better.
But it's crazy because he's absolutely correct. It's just,
NASCAR.
It's either, because if it's not the number system,
yeah.
it's the word system, right?
That's just start with the right letter.
The same thing yeah. is, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dog.
Nitro.
Yeah. Oh, man, we came up with something. We got some new stuff here.
It's all the names of the American gladiators.
Pretty much.
That's what it is. Yeah,
Nitro.
Ice.
So funny. Because it's so true.
Hey, Mark Schlereth every week is the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We'll grab one more break here and come back and answer all of your questions. It's time for the AMA. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. Got to have questions to do an AMA.
Yep.
So you guys will have to call and get on hold and then ask us. And Wednesdays are hard because, I don't know, Abe's off doing something else. I don't know what it is, gallivanting around. And Bo's working by himself. So now he's trying to do the segment. And then when you call in a few minutes or seconds or whatever, he's going to have to answer, put you on hold, and do all that stuff at once. He's juggling back there.
Yeah, man. Bo's a one-man band back there today. And then he's got to try to keep track of the spots and everything like that. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. But, yeah, get your ass on the phone and call up here, man.
I wonder if it's easier without Abe. You know what I mean?
Life's easier without Abe.
Because it's like our Wednesdays are easier.
Hell yeah.
But he has to do stuff that we don't have to do.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they have a tough job because the thing about it is I don't want to type up show reports.
No, I don't
want to.
I don't want to
make sure we do all the damn reads and get to break
really
on time
sure
and all
that
stuff. I don't want to do all that. Uh-uh. All I want to do is this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with a microphone.
Which is perfect.
Yes.
We do that.
And that's the only thing I like to do.
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, and now it looks like the phone is ringing.
Oh, there we go. We'll need more, though. So 404-726-0929, but we'll start with Adam, who's in Alpharetta. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you for calling.
Good. Two questions for you. I got one for Andy and one for Randy.
All right.
Andy, if you had to go back to Washington and you played football, what position would you play and why?
Okay.
And Randy, if you had to do the same, if you weren't a tight end, what position would you play and why? And I'll hang up now.
Have you seen what the quarterback's making? Have you seen what the quarterbacks are making? Yeah, man. I played quarterback once a year in my life. And that, I remember when Mama came on for the AMA on her birthday, and she told a story about it. Like, I threw one pass, and I caught it myself. And so, yeah. You were one for one. I was one for one, dog.
With a touchdown.
Yep, no interceptions.
Perfect rating.
No interceptions. But then the coach was like, yeah, let's put you at running back.
Yeah, I mean, I would have kicked. You know, I'm not trying to get hit.
The hell you mean you would have kicked?
Because, man, what am I going to do? Get hit by a linebacker?
If you could play quarterback, you wouldn't play it.
I mean, I guess they were 0-12 my senior year, so it's not like it would have been worse. But game one, I think it was against Ohio State. I would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I don't want to die. I was smaller then.
Right.
Than I am now. Like, a little weighted, a little less.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not, you know. Pac-10 quarterback?
I think you're tough, though. I think you're physical. I think you can handle the pounding.
Okay. beside that you like me and we're friends, what makes you think that?
I don't know. I never underestimate a man's toughness. I never do. I never underestimate a man's toughness.
No, I have no.
What
I
is Knox no, looking at?
I have no doubt. I'm mentally tough.
Yeah,
certainly. Yeah. But I don't want to get tackled by anyone.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's not that. It's not bad.
Well, yeah, you're big. You're big and exercising. I'm trying to do that. Let me kick. Oh, I missed it. Oh, we lost again. Sucks. We were going to be 0-12 anyway. Yeah, I'm fine. Just trying to stay safe. 404-726-0929. Jody is in Roswell. Hey, Jody.
Hey, I got a short one. Mark Schlereth was killing me. That dude's funny. But, yeah, if you had to rename the Tush Push, what would you rename it to?
I wouldn't name it no damn Tush Push. I know that. I damn sure know that.
It really is the worst name they could have.
It's a horrible damn name.
It's so bad. The Brotherly Shove is better.
I like that one better.
It's better, but like the
We ran out of time.
The Ass Gash.
That's even worse.
That's worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Worse. I mean, but I like the Brotherly Shove. That's what I like. But I'm just like
the Booty Scooty.
Dude, stop.
He's asking us to come up with names.
Nobody wants to call it no damn Booty Scooty.
Okay, well, what do you got then?
I said the Brotherly Shove.
Well, that's not
manly enough for me.
You didn't make that up. you had to make it up.
I can't make up a name that sounds tough by pushing another man on his ass.
Maybe the behind rewind.
The rewind means go backwards.
Yeah, you're right. That's not good. That wouldn't be a good name.
You keep going at it. It's getting worse. Again, I can't come up with something tough that allows me to push a man in the ass.
The backside landslide. That's actually not bad.
You're going further and further.
Backside landslide's not bad. Mm-mm. That's better than tush push.
Dude, backside is only when she's shaking. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Men backside or not.
You can't call a man's ass a backside?
I don't want to think about a man's ass, Andy.
Well, I don't. I will want to. The guy asked me to.
And I sit there and told you I can't come up with nothing. I'm not that creative when it comes to stuff like that,
man. I guess this is my wheelhouse. Yeah. I think some of these are pretty good. And the backside landslide's not bad.
Nobody said it wasn't bad.
You said it was bad.
I didn't say it was bad. I said these are getting worse.
Well, you said the one before it was bad. And if it's worse, then it's getting worse.
Andy.
What?
You can't call it that, man.
Well, I think tush push is a bad name. I think that they should.
I wonder what they call it in the huddle.
Yeah, like what's their
play call? Huddle call?
Right, because there's letters and numbers and stuff that they call
it. No, it's not. It's probably elephant right tight.
Something like that.
Elephant right tight, QB sneak.
Okay.
QB push sneak. QB push sneak.
But the one that they settled on is one of the worst.
It's one of the worst ever.
Like the tush push is such a bad name.
And every week, people still talk about it. It ain't going away this year.
Oh, I know. Why is it a hot button again?
Because Tom Brady called down. The guards jumped off sides. But Jeff Snyder made a great point.
The cheek sneak.
Who the hell is the next caller?
That's pretty good,
too. Who the hell is the next caller?
Cheek sneak's pretty good.
Who the hell is the next caller?
Brandon's in McDonough. Brandon.
Who the hell is calling next?
Hi, Brandon.
Growing up, man, my granddad was the equipment manager for the Falcons, one of the longest tenured employees for the Falcons, and one of the longest tenured African-American equipment managers. So, to Randy, did you have a favorite equipment room guy?
Oh, man, did I?
Thank you, Brandon.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I love Charlie and Joey down in Miami, and they're still there, matter of fact. They were my boys right there. Tony, he was a head manager. He was a little jerk, but he was cool, though. But you want to talk about somebody hoarded stuff? And wouldn't let you get socks or nothing and all that. The dudes in St. Louis, though, they were the best. Todd and them, because Todd's dad was a longtime trainer for the L.A. Rams. And then when they moved to St. Louis, Todd took over for them. They were beers, pizza, anything you want. And then the guys in San Diego, man, just the equipment room was never locked. So whatever you wanted something, you go in there, just grab it. But other than that, yeah, the equipment dudes are the best dudes. Hey, I need y'all to pack this case of beer with the equipment. Okay, no problem. Make sure it has ice and everything when we get on the bus or on the plane.
It'd be nice to have some of those guys around here.
Dude, they were so cool.
I thought of another one while you were telling that story.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
You're on a roll, huh?
That's where my – I don't know.
You're on a roll
like, that
right
really
now.
Is
You're
like –
on a roll.
In terms of ways minds work,
yes.
Like I was talking earlier because Steak had a Shark Tank guy in, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't have an entrepreneurial mind. That's not the way my mind
works. So come on out with pushing man's in the ass is your wheelhouse.
Well, not that specifically.
That's what you're doing.
Right now.
That's what you're doing.
Just like little clever, quick rhyme jokes. I should have been a rapper. Should have been a rapper. Jesse's in Smyrna. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Andy and Randy. Nice to get you guys on the phone. Listen, I listen to you guys all day. You do a hell of a job.
Thank you.
I enjoy sports. What I'm thinking here is that why is everybody so hard on my GM for the Atlanta Falcons and my coach? I mean, judging from my judgment of the personnel that we have now, the GM's put the team there. It's just a matter of everything coming together.
Right.
Now, I can say that for being an expert over the years of being a Falcon fan since Dave Hampton was the first running back in Atlanta history to reach 1,000 yards,
right.
And on the last play of the season, he lost 3 yards on the carry. I was about 9 years old, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around a minute. So I think he's doing a great job. What say you guys about as far as job security for those guys and if this team improves? I mean, it's all about performance. I mean, we know that.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Jesse.
Well, you asked your own question. Performance. The team hasn't performed.
They've been under 500 every year he's been the GM.
Yeah, I mean, so that's always going to be something that that you're going to look at.
So he's not doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, the class and the guys that he drafted this past year and the previous year did well.
Yeah.
They did really, really good.
Yep.
Now they got to continue to do good in order for him to continue to keep his job. Same thing with Ross. So I think a lot of times criticism is warranted. You know, I know I'm not one to go overboard and I don't never call for nobody's job, but I understand when people are let go of their jobs.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping that these guys play well enough to keep everybody employed.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, you know, you're 4 years in, you get judged on results, right? So I think that's why people have been hard on him. I think it's pretty simple. Brandon's in Alpharetta. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, all right, fellas. Hey, what's going on, fellas? Quick question for you guys.
Sure.
If you could clone one football player and fill an entire roster with that player, who would it be?
Wow.
I hang up, see what you think.
Wow. All right.
I would probably go Jim Brown.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like, Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, I'd probably go Jim Brown. I think Jim Brown's the greatest athlete ever.
We have to run it a lot, probably.
Don't matter.
I don't know what his arm's like.
Oh, man, I'm pretty sure Jim can throw it in a while.
Well, he's
man.
Pretty athletic.
And he's a hell of a lacrosse player, too.
Yeah.
So I'll go Jim Brown.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong Lawrence Taylor.
Well, it's just hard because you're thinking of, like, he's got to do all of them.
Yeah.
Right? So he's got to play offensive line. He's got to play receiver. He's got to play quarterback.
Deion Sanders.
Going to play.
I think Deion can block.
Okay.
I bet Bo Jackson can block.
I bet Bo
that's
Jackson.
A good one.
That's a good one right there.
Bo Jackson can do anything. For sure. Yeah,
that's a good one.
All right. Jeff's in Griffin. Hey, Jeff.
That's a good one.
Yo, I got two things for you. The first one, we can call the brotherly show of the crack attack.
And come on, man.
That's a good one.
Come on, man.
The crack attack. Then my son want to know what the difference between a burrito and a wrap.
I think the only difference is the restaurant. Like a wrap just isn't at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, but you're
also food. Beans and rice.
Okay,
yeah, okay,
fair enough.
Okay, I mean it has beans and rice, which I'm not a personal fan of. I do not like rice in my burritos.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I'll take the beans, but not the rice.
Okay,
not the rice.
This
is going to be meat in my burrito, baby.
That is a pretty fair question, though, because a lot of weirdos put, like, lettuce and stuff in burritos.
I don't
nachos.
Need that.
Yeah.
You don't need it at all.
I don't need it. Salsa, sure, but that's the only vegetable I want
in it.
It's
not a huge, probably different. Maybe cold and hot?
Cold and hot. Yeah, again, Mexican restaurant versus other place.
Yeah.
You know? Wraps come from sandwich places. Mexican restaurants have burritos. We got time for one more. Michael's in McDonough. Crack attack is pretty funny.
Yeah, Andy and Randy.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah. So I'm here working for DoorDash right now, chilling in the Kroger Marketplace parking lot.
There we go.
In here in McDonough. But anyway, this is a question for Andy. Randy, I'll get to you next time. Andy, when you listen to the radio, you're obviously just relying on one sense, which is hearing, right? So, but people still picture things. So I picture your wife being brunette. Am I close or am I completely off the mark?
Incorrect. There you go, Michael.
Yeah, hang up on Michael. Michael sounds like he's about to say some dumb
blonde.
Stuff.
My wife's blonde.
Yeah, he's like he's about to say something real dumb.
But I guess that's true. Like I talk about my wife a lot, and he has a picture in his mind. But no, she's brunette. Or not brunette.
See, there you go.
There I go. You've messed me up. Yeah, she's blonde. She's a blonde lady. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
I love the Dabo hat said he has a long memory. Mm-hmm. And Dave Archer said they're huge up the middle.
In the first segment of the show, Randy used the phrase, big man was humping.
Yeah, y'all know what the hell I meant.
I can't make ass jokes, but he can say that.
Randy was also boned up during after
said
hot
that
meal.
Too. He said that too.
And hey man, this is the way Bijan treats people. Blue pill, he undresses you, or red pill, he just runs right by. Yeah. You pick one.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.